Since we last spoke, there was heavy firing still until about 10 minutes ago. You probably heard the fire in the background. Zawiya was never falling into Gaddafi's troops. Let me repeat this again. Zawiya was never falling into Gaddafi's troops. Gaddafi's troops came from the east and the west, and that's confirmed. And they took places in high-rising building. I'm not saying high-rising. It's in the fifth floor and the sixth floor. That's how high the building here are. And they start shooting at people. Some tanks went to the square, and they were captured, I guess, and they were burned. Some casualties among Gaddafi's troops as well, and some casualties among our troops. But Zawiya was never captured by Gaddafi's troops. This is confirmed. I'm in the Zawiya, in the main street in Zawiya. You probably hear the cars going by.
Well, we can hear the firing in the background, which sounds just as loud as it did when we spoke earlier.
Yes, sir. It's subsided a little bit now. What you heard just a few minutes ago, maybe a minute or two ago, that was a celebration. We had captured one of their vehicles, which is a Jeep, American-made, and either the driver and whoever was in that vehicle was captured or killed, and along with some weapons, RPG and some other machine guns.
Can you give us a sense of the numbers? You've talked about Jeeps and about tanks. What sort of level of pro-government forces have been fighting there?
They came very heavy to the square. They were trying to take the square because they know if they take the square, Zawiya will be falling. But that's not the case. Zawiya is still, and they could not take the square. Right now, I'm walking to the square. In 10 minutes, I should be there, and I'll probably have more information. But right now, outside the square, the people are holding places. Gaddafi's troops are no way to be seen. They all fled. Some of them lost their vehicles, so they had to walk, and they had to walk from one street to another, hiding between buildings. But the rebels, they got them. Some of them got killed. Some of them were captured.
I'm surprised to hear that you are now outside, because when we spoke earlier, you were inside and you had to do that to stay safe. But you're able now to go outside.
The fighting was above us. At that time, it was surrounding us. It was like 200, 300 meters away. But right now, I'm in the middle of the street because the fight is over. You don't hear any machine guns right now because the fight is over. Right now, it's 10 minutes before 11 local time, the fight had stopped. Before that, which started at 6 o'clock or 5 minutes after 6, that's how long the fight took in this city alone.
And do you know how far away now the pro-Gaddafi forces are?
I'm not really sure. I assume they are in the outskirts of the city, which is, if they are still holding the same position that they were in, they are maybe 5 miles in each direction.
And we can still hear firing.
What you hear now, I think it's a celebration.
Right.
Yeah, what you hear now is a celebration. I don't think the troops are still around. Either captured, killed, or left.
Do you fear, though, that those government forces will try and attack again?
Well, that's the news. Yes, they said they're going to... I hear from some people that they were on the east side of the city. They said they saw some buses carrying personnel, and that should be Gaddafi's troops. So we're afraid that they're going to be coming from the other side as well, which is the east side.
Well, listen, my message to you, Mohammed, is the same as it was last time we spoke. Stay safe, and thank you very much for talking to us.
Hold on a second. Just give me 1 minute. Some people celebrating, they're coming with their vehicles, and also vehicles that was captured from the Gaddafi troops. Just hold on. They are firing in the air, celebrating only, because the city is not taken. I'm confirming this. The city is not taken. As you see, the people are celebrating, firing in the air, with their cars. You should hear that. I see another car that was captured right here, right now.